Stai ascoltando SBS Italian. Scopri altre storie nella tua lingua. Visita sbs.com.au/italian.
La dietologa Nairi Hobbins è specializzata in nutrizione per la terza età. La sua missione, sostiene, è quella di educare le persone al di sopra dei 60 anni affinché modifichino la propria dieta durante l'invecchiamento. La Hobbins ha da poco pubblicato un libro dal titolo Better Brain Food, Eat to Cheat Dementia and Cognitive Decline, che tradotto in italiano suona come Il cibo migliore per il cervello, mangiare per ingannare la demenza e il declino cognitivo. Ascoltiamo le sue parole.
There's no magic bullet to actually preventing dementia. But what we do know is that if 10% of people over 65 do live with a dementia diagnosis, so that means 90% of people are not living with that diagnosis. There have to be things that we can do to help your brain and to do well longer.
La dietologa Nairi Hobbins prosegue spiegando come tenda ad incoraggiare le persone a nutrirsi di cibi che siano nella più naturale forma possibile, come per esempio verdure fresche piuttosto che congelate e processate.
You know, eating vegetables, whatever, that are as fresh as possible, rather than eating them in frozen vegetable patty. There's nothing wrong with those, but that's a few more steps down the track. Adding in as many of those original ingredients in their original form is a really important way to help your brain. It reduces the levels of a thing called chronic inflammation by eating those sorts of foods.
Nairi Hobbins vuole sottolineare che questo non significhi necessariamente che si debbano consumare ricette dai sapori blandi. Si possono infatti aggiungere spezie ed erbe come la curcuma, la curcumina e il rosmarino, che contengono utili antiossidanti e componenti antinfiammatorie.
So antioxidants are substances that are in foods that happen to give the color to most foods that we eat. Those antioxidants protect your brain cells and your other body cells against damage. And so even though we can't say this one will save you or that one will save you, what we can say is that over the many years that you've got and the longer we live, the more of those things you can be eating, the more chance that you'll get really good protection. I always try to say to people, eat as many different colors on your plate as you possibly can.
Possono essere aggiunti alla propria dieta anche certi tipi di oli per proteggere il cervello durante le fasi dell'invecchiamento, per esempio gli oli derivati da noci e semi e anche l'olio d'oliva.
The oils from nuts and seeds are very helpful, including things like olive oil, but also other things that are made from seeds and nuts are also really helpful in assisting your brain cells to do a lot of the work they do.
In generale, è importante occuparsi della salute del proprio intestino attraverso l'uso di cibi ricchi di fibra e di alcuni prodotti fermentati.
The bacteria that live in your gut speak to your brain and your brain speaks to your gut and they actually help each other out. So if you can keep your gut bacteria happy, and that means by eating lots of fibrous foods, some fermented foods, then you also are benefiting your brain.
Il professor Michael Valenzuela è capo del gruppo di neuroscienza rigenerativa del Brain and Mind Research Institute dell'Università di Sydney. Anche lui si trova d'accordo sul fatto che una dieta adeguata abbia effetti benefici sul cervello.
It may have a positive impact in terms of your overall cognition or your overall risk for dementia, but that evidence is probably relatively mild or weak compared to other types of interventions and changes to our lifestyle that we can make.
Secondo il professor Valenzuela, la salute del cuore è importante tanto quanto quella del cervello nella prevenzione della demenza.
So all those things we know are good for our heart, like stopping smoking and getting diabetes under control or watching your weight and so forth. All of those risk factors for, say, a heart attack are also risk factors for dementia. So it's very important that we take our blood pressure seriously, blood glucose seriously, and body weight, because all of these things have their own specific risk for dementia as well as for heart disease.
E secondo il professor Valenzuela, non basta tenere sotto controllo la propria salute, bisogna anche fare in modo che il cervello sia mantenuto attivo, mettendogli di fronte attività da svolgere e sempre nuove sfide.
Make sure that, particularly after retirement, that you've got some kind of challenge built into your lifestyle. So you may have taken up a new hobby or taken up a new pastime that involves using your brain, getting up there and meeting people. It's very important because if you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Dicci la tua. Segui la pagina SBS Italian su Facebook e sul profilo Twitter SBS Italian.